Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks.
Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your back porch professor. I hope you're having a wonderful Labor Day weekend. But we do have an extraordinary situation that's developing in the UK. The UK looks like it's on the brink of civil war. This is pretty astonishing stuff. It's all revolving around the town of Epping, just northeast of London. Since May, about 140 male asylum seekers have been staying at the Bell Hotel. Britain's been spending about £170 per night to house each asylum seeker. That's over like £6,200 per month per person. Now you compare that to the £27 per day. That's the cost of standard accommodation. And you can see why taxpayers are so upset. In fact, the government spent £3 billion on asylum hotels in just the last year, with daily costs reaching £8 million. Meanwhile, British citizens are struggling with a cost of living crisis, unable to afford their own housing while watching their tax money fund luxury hotel stays for people who entered their country illegally. Over 32,000 asylum seekers are currently living in more than 200 hotels across Britain, receiving free health care, dental care, and expense money. But then this powder keg absolutely blew up when in July, a 38-year-old Ethiopian asylum seeker was arrested and charged for sexually assaulting a 14-year-old British girl. And then just a few years ago, a 32-year-old Syrian asylum seeker was charged with multiple offenses, including a sexual assault on a male, common assault, and assault by beating involving 4 victims. And so the Epping Forest District Council responded by seeking an emergency injunction to close the Bell Hotel as an asylum seeker accommodation. And originally, a judge granted them that injunction. So the local council, representing the actual British citizens who live there and pay the taxes, they want a court injunction to close the hotel. But this is where things get insane. The government's lawyers argued in court that the human rights of immigrants trump the rights of local residents. Let that sink in. A British government lawyer literally stated that foreign nationals illegally entering the country, in effect, have more rights than British citizens who pay the very taxes that are supporting these migrants. And the appeals court agreed. On August 29th, the Court of Appeal overturned the injunction allowing asylum seekers to remain indefinitely at the hotel. And one of the justices ruled that closing the hotel would have what he called obvious consequences on the government's duty to house asylum seekers and would incentivize other councils to seek similar legal action. In other words, if we don't want to unleash a mass migration backlash throughout the UK, we better shut down this backlash in Epping. Needless to say, the British people have had it. Mass crowds of protesters erupted and surrounded the hotel. Fights have been breaking out. Police have been injured. People have absolutely had it with this out-of-control liberal globalist government in the UK. Now, keep in mind, out-of-control immigration has been going on for some time now in the UK. The scope of this demographic replacement is pretty staggering. Over 29,000 people have crossed the English Channel illegally in 2025 alone. It's the highest number on record for this at this point in the year. Asylum applications hit a record 111,000 people in just 1 year. That's equivalent to importing an entire city of foreign nationals who immediately become the government's financial responsibility. But here's the most enraging part. When British citizens tried to protest this invasion, the government deployed two-tier policing that treated peaceful British protesters more harshly than violent counter-protesters. Over 28 arrests have been made during protests outside the Epping Hotel alone, while the sexual assault suspect who triggered the crisis, he walks free pending trial. And of course, the British media immediately labels concerned citizens as far-right extremists, MAGA supporters for demanding their own government prioritize British citizens. I mean, it's the exact same playbook used against American conservatives here in this, you know, dismiss legitimate concerns about illegal immigration as racist and bigoted and xenophobic. But it's not working. It's not intimidating anyone, and it's certainly not quelling the protests. And even Elon Musk now is recognizing what's happening. He posted that civil war is inevitable as he's watching British authorities prioritize foreign invaders over their own tax-paying citizens. And of course, one of the principal symbols of this uprising are more and more British citizens are raising and flying the British flag, right? The Union Jack and St. George's Cross in England and St. Andrew's in Scotland, the Red Dragon in Wales, the Ulster Banner in Northern Ireland. Everywhere you look, reports are that flags are literally flying everywhere. But then if you can believe it, I kid you not, authorities are taking them down.
Life is unpredictable, but preparing for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. They offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com. That's PolicyGenius.com.
This is the sound of your barbecue before getting a motorized horsepower giddy-up grill cleaner.
Honey, are the burgers ready yet?
Ready? I'm still cleaning the grill off.
Oh, shit. Come on.
Okay, ordering a pizza.
And this,
burger up,
is the sound of your barbecue when you purchase the Giddy Up Grill Cleaner. While the grill is cold, just press on and Giddy Up blasts away charred meats, sticky sauces, messy oils, and more. Giddy Up is the last grill cleaner you'll ever need with our dishwasher-safe motorized chain-link roller driven by a powerful high-torque motor, all backed by a lifetime warranty and money-back guarantee. You don't need another cheap grill brush that leaves bristles in your food and makes cooking outdoors a pain. Get your Giddy Up today. Go to buygiddyup.com to get your Giddy Up shipped free. But hurry. Inventory is limited. Order now while it's still in stock. Go to buygiddyup.com and get yours today with free shipping. That's buygiddyup.com.
The raising of the flag is considered, again, I kid you not, an act of provocation because too many people were offended by it. Again, this is nothing less than civilizational suicide. And more British citizens are recognizing precisely that. Now, Britain's crisis, of course, mirrors the manufactured immigration catastrophes across Western Europe, the same NGOs, the same legal frameworks, the same media narratives, they're all being deployed to overwhelm European nations with foreign populations while criminalizing native resistance. The European Convention on Human Rights is being weaponized to prevent deportations while simultaneously forcing European governments to provide unlimited resources to illegal immigrants. And what this ends up doing is creating a legal framework where foreign nationals have more protected rights than the citizens whose taxes fund the system. And in the case of British citizens, they are increasingly being forced to choose between accepting their own displacement or being labeled criminals for defending their communities. 13 councils are now pursuing legal action against asylum hotels while residents threaten to stop paying council taxes. Now, the good news in all of this is that Reform UK, led by Nigel Farage, is absolutely surging in the polls by promising mass deportations and withdrawal from the European Convention of Human Rights. They are now in first place, and they are leading Labor, who's in second, by double digits. So if the elections were held tomorrow, it would be Labor, it would be a Labor and Tory bloodbath. Reform would be the new dominant party in the nation, bar none. Unfortunately, the election is not tomorrow. And the feckless failure of a Prime Minister Keir Starmer is promising more of the same. In fact, he's making it even worse. I mean, his government plans to overhaul the broken asylum system by making it easier for asylum seekers to bring their families to Britain. They're not fixing the invasion. They're institutionalizing it while criminalizing British resistance. What's happening in Britain proves that mass immigration is not about economics or humanitarianism. It's about power. When a government officially states that foreign invaders have more rights than native citizens, when it spends billions housing illegal migrants while its own people struggle, and when it criminalizes opposition to demographic replacement, you are witnessing the deliberate destruction of a civilization. I mean, make no mistake, this is intentional. This is an ideological capture among our elite who believe that individual nation states in Europe are nothing more than hotbeds of sweltering nationalisms and racisms and tribalisms that always turn violent. Tucker Carlson was talking about this recently. He noted that every single elite European leader believes that a homogenous white Christian nation is a threat to the world. And they're doing absolutely everything they can to make such nations go extinct. Which then means that the civil war Musk predicted isn't coming. It's already here. It's a war between a globalist ruling class that profits from chaos and the native populations being displaced to fund that chaos. Britain is simply the most advanced example of what happens when citizens allow their governments to prioritize foreign invaders over their own people. The only question that remains is it too late? Is Britain too far gone to reverse this globalist curse? Are they going to rise up in mass and say, no more? This is our nation. This is our country. This is our civilization. And we are going to defend it. If the amount of flags being raised across the nation are any indicator, the Brits are fighting back. And my money is on them. So what do you guys think? Let us know in the comments section below. I really want, especially if you're from Britain, let us know. Tell us all about the flags that are flying and what you think is going to come out of this and how the people are rising up. And as always, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button for breaking news and analysis you're not going to hear anywhere else. Love you guys. God bless.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.